Hey, Stephanie, how's that?
Okay. Yay, you sound much better.
This is actually my house line. It wasn't the landline that I was going to use, but it'll work.
It worked. You sound great, so I appreciate it very much. It's interesting. I got your story, and of course that news yesterday about the processed meats. It's alarming. But then, but what you're saying about the processed foods resonates with me because my personal trainer goes on about this all the time about how processed foods, work with your brain in this way. So it's interesting that she's not alone in her thinking, of course. But
I have a whole program designed for addiction centers and rehabilitation centers around that.
Really? Okay. A program for people that are addicted to processed foods?
No, that are addicted to drugs or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is, I don't know for sure what your interview's about, so I'll have to let you lead, but I have a program called Named Program that I license to addiction and rehabilitation facilities for people that have drug or alcohol abuse problems, and we help solve the problem nutritionally.
So what is your, based on your research and your observations, how do processed foods play a role in other addictions?
Well, it's not just processed foods. It's certain foods. Everybody has opiate receptors in their body, and which are just clusters of cells of proteins. When these are stimulated, they release chemicals, and those chemicals give our body urges. All of our urges, except for sex, come from these opiate receptors that are stimulated. Well, besides drugs and alcohol, certain foods stimulate the opiate receptors, and it's sugars, especially, the real simple sugars, they stimulate the opiate receptors, causing them to release the chemicals and that give you urges, and your body can't tell exactly what the urges are for, but if you're addicted to cocaine or oxycodone or alcohol, that's what the body assumes that the urges are for, so it tells you to have more of them. And there's several different major foods that do that, like gluten has an effect very similar to sugar, caffeine has an effect on it. Dairy products have an effect on it. Certain preservatives and additives, sugar substitutes except for stevia. So I made menus and diets and recipes for the people that are staying at these facilities that do not stimulate the opiate receptors at all, which is close to zero as we can, to increase the chance of them having a successful withdrawal, because they stay for 30 to 60 to 90 days depending on the facility. And this way, when they leave, if they really didn't have their opiate receptors stimulated, there's a much lower chance of relapse, because otherwise all we really did was transfer the addiction from the drugs or the alcohol to something else like sugar or caffeine, which gives them the same highs and lows that they get from the drug. Not the same good euphoric feeling, but it gives them the same highs and lows by raising and lowering, in most cases, their sugar level. And the other thing that my menus and diets do is it gets rid of the inflammation. Almost everybody who's addicted has inflammation, and I don't mean a swollen ankle. I mean internal inflammation. And you know what I mean by internal inflammation, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
And what that does is it causes lots of problems, like it makes Crohn's disease worse, arthritis worse, fibromyalgia. But what I'm concerned with is it throws the insulin mechanism, it causes it to malfunction. I was going to say it throws it out of whack. Well, what this does is it either gives the body great urges for sugar, which starts the cycle again, it stimulates the opiate receptors, giving us a craving, or it doesn't do that, it really breaks down and it tells all the cells in the body to drop their sugar, release it, which does the same thing. So there's a direct correlation between foods and stimulating the opiate receptors, and there's a very direct correlation between stimulating the opiate receptors and being addicted or abusing drugs and alcohol, and that's what my program does.
So I want to make sure I understand. So So if someone is an addict to drugs or alcohol and they were to eat sugar, I just want to make sure I'm restating it so I understand it. They would eat sugar. It would spur them to act on their addiction, but they would actually have the propensity to turn towards drugs and alcohol versus more sugar. Is that right?
That's correct, because that's what their body's used to already. That's what they're already addicted to.
And I know, one of the things my trainer says, and I see it play out with myself, grab a handful of candy corn, and as soon as you eat it, you want more. As soon as you start, and a lot of us think that's just our, imagination or whatever, but there's something medical to that, right?
There is. See, what happens is taking the drugs and alcohol out of the picture for a second, which is what I tend to specialize in, but I am my PhD's in nutritional science. When you have something like sugar, especially the lower forms of sugar, regular real sugar, or high fructose corn syrup, or real simple carbohydrates that turn into sugar easier, it'll stimulate the opiate receptors. Since you're not addicted to drugs, it'll tell you to have more of that. It's the same thing with gluten. Gluten does that, and they already have studies that if you're trying to lose weight and you cut out your sugar, you'll lose a certain amount of weight. If you cut out sugar and gluten but take in the same amount of calories, you'll lose double the weight. And it's for the same reason, because it's stimulating the opiate receptors and it's giving our bodies urges. And if we're not addicted to drugs or alcohol, then it'll tell us to, have the foods that aren't, are good for us. And like I said, it's sugar, it's gluten, it's dairy products, it's a lot of processed foods that have additives and preservatives in it. So that's what I try to teach them to stay away from, and I made all these menus for a whole year, 5 a day, to help them do that, because otherwise when they go home, after spending time in a facility and not taking the drug, if their opiate receptors were stimulated the whole time, then all they did was transfer it. When they go home, if they don't have the counselor there and the PT instructor there and all the things that were keeping their mind off of it, then instead of having sugar, one of their friends could come over and say, "Hey, come on, you want to have a little Coke?" "Well, I really should. Come on, just a little. It's not going to affect you." And they go back to what they were before because they still have the urges. So I try to get them out of the urges and make them feel good through, because they could run a little further, or because they lost weight, or because their skin cleared up, or they could do more sit-ups or push-ups or go longer on the bicycle, And I also use amino acid therapy, which is a natural way for them to get dopamine, which sort of makes you feel good, but not feel good like high, just feel good about yourself. And that's what tends to cause all those type problems, is because we have something that makes us not feel good about ourselves.
Right, absolutely. I mean, this is interesting. I mean, on two fronts. I mean, one from the addiction, perspective, but also just the food, as we come into the holidays, for people to remember that, cancer is a serious enough risk with some of these processed foods, but, there's also overeating, which presents a problem for a lot of folks, too.
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because the diet that I recommend for the clinics and rehabilitation centers has, as close to no sugar as you can, no gluten, no dairy, but it's also a higher pH diet, which helps with the inflammation that I was talking about at the beginning, because inflammation is caused by having a low pH, and that low pH causes the inflammation, which, like I said, causes all those problems with Crohn's disease and arthritis and almost everything you could think of, problems with the heart, problems with the brain, but it also throws the insulin mechanism off. But by coincidence, a high pH diet is something that almost any cancer doctor will recommend.
Right. And what should people, the average, person listening to this, not someone that's necessarily in treatment, but, just in terms of what you know about processed foods and how it works, with your opiate receptors, what should they understand with this?
Well, there's two things. Certain things stimulate the opiate receptors. And by the way, they could go to my site. It's called Named, N-A-M-E-D, Program. .com, and they can look around it and they can see most of the stuff for free. There's only one part that you pay for, and that's just for clinics. No, it's a license thing. But they could get a week's worth of menus and stuff for free. But they could read up on it in all the different sections and see the different things that stimulate the opiate receptors. And I gave all the main ones. You know, sugar, gluten, dairy, certain processed foods, the additives, the preservatives, caffeine, and things of that nature, and they tend to transfer it. So they want to stay away from that. But if they don't have a drug problem, you want to stay away from those things anyhow, sugar, gluten, as much as you can, because they're going to stimulate the opiate receptors, and fortunately, those people may not have a addiction problem with drugs, but it will cause them to eat more. And if they're trying not to during the holidays, there's lots of little tricks that you can do during the holidays to not eat more and eat healthy.
Absolutely. I can't think of any other questions. Is there anything else that you'd say that I didn't ask you?
No, they could also look at my other site. Again, it's free. It's DR for doctor, KeithCantor.com, and they could see recipes, they could hear other radio shows and TV shows, they could look under print and see lots of articles, and I have literally hundreds of recipes, and I'm sure I have a bunch of holiday recipes also, but just stay as natural as you can, and that'll tend to help control your weight and your energy levels, staying away from processed foods in general.
I'll get this out here in the next day or two, and it'll probably go out in North Carolina and Tennessee because I cover both of those states.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Could you email it to me if I give you my, you know, like send me a WAV file?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would send it to David anyway.
That's okay. Send it to David, and he'll send it to me.
Okay, awesome. That's great. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.